Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all number one songs, either on the United States Billboard charts or the Rhythm and Blues charts. This half hour, we'll hear from the Contours, the Commodores, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, and Gladys Knight and the Pips, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down. Do you love me?
I can really move.
Do you love me?
I'm in the groove.
Do you love me?
Do you love me? Now that I can dance.
Motown Memory with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, I Second That Emotion, and that reached number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart in 1967. Before that, another number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart, this time from 1983 with the Commodores in Night Shift, And we started with The Contours, a great party song, Do You Love Me, that reached number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart in 1962 and was a top 10 sound in 1988 as a soundtrack song from the featured movie Dirty Dancing. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we're featuring all number one songs, either on the Rhythm and Blues chart or the U.S. Billboard chart. Well, coming up, a number one song on the U.S. Billboard chart from The Temptations. Well, just my imagination running away with me was the 17th chart record produced for The Temptations by producer Norman Whitfield. Although Smokey Robinson was the group's primary producer in the early days of their career, for example, he wrote and produced their first number one single called My Girl, Whitfield worked with the group as early as 1964 when he produced a song called Girl, Why Do You Want to Make Me Blue, which featured the lead voice of tenor Eddie Kendricks. Well, Smokey's association with the Temptations continued through 1966 with a song called Get Ready, which was another Kendricks lead vocal. Later that year, Whitfield became the Temptations' full-time producer, beginning with Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Here is Just My Imagination running away with me, right here on Motown Memories.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true.
She doesn't even know me.
Just my imagination.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, "Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, and delivered, a number one rhythm and blues song from 1970. Before that, the Miracles had a great song, Shop Around, way back in 1961, and that also reached number one on the rhythm and blues chart. And we started with the Temptations, number one on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971, Just My Imagination Running Away With Me. This is Tom Fallon with Motown Memories, and we continue to feature number one songs, either on the Rhythm and Blues chart or the U.S. Billboard charts. Well, coming up, a number one song from Diana Ross on the U.S. Billboard charts, Upside Down, number one from 1980. Well, Diana Ross began her third decade in the music business with the biggest hit of her career up until this time. Upside Down demonstrated its potential early. After debuting at number 82 on July 12, 1980, it took only 4 weeks to rise to number 49, and then in one gigantic leap, it skyrocketed to number 10. When it reached the top of the Hot 100 on September 6th, it stayed there for 4 weeks, longer than any of her solo number ones. Well, in 1980, Diana Ross was teamed up with the hottest production team of the year, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. And they came up with this great song. Here it is, Upside Down, right here on Motown Memories.
I said, upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me. Upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out. And round, upside down. Boy, you turn me.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Upside down. If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
and you were my man. She tears you down, darling. Says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling.
Pick you up when you fall.
When she lets you fall. You're like a diamond.
Shiny.
But she treats you like glass. Yet you beg her to love you. But me, you don't.
Motown Memory with Gladys Knight and the Pips. That was If I Were Your Woman, and that reached number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart in 1970. Well, perfection in performance was never just a slogan for Gladys Knight and the Pips. It was and remained a statement of pride and purpose. Formed in 1952 at a family birthday party, Gladys Knight and the Pips are the only act to land top 10 pop hits before, during, and after their tenure at Motown. Well, before that, we heard from Diana Ross and Upside Down, number one from 1980. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And that brings this half hour to a close. Coming up to the next half hour, more great number one songs from the Motown family, right here on Motown Memories.